Welcome, family, to the Now Network.
Covered in the mighty blood, so it's no fear. Rolling with thugs, but you was all love, yeah. All up in the club, representing so clear. And we bringing that dope and we bringing that hope. Let them know it's no joke, so sincere.
Man up.
In the army of the Lord. Our Lord the Savior is proud of you too. Hey.
Man up.
Say glory.
Welcome family to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Man up. I am taking responsibility. I am walking in my purpose with God. I am holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed. Now is my time. Going to regain my birthrights. No longer operating with a double mind. I am courage, I am confidence, I am hope, I am faith, I am belief, and I am trusting God as the source of my everything. Welcome to Man Up the Movement with Pastor E and friends.
Man up, man up. Welcome, family. Welcome to this episode of Man Up the Movement here on the Now Network. We are live from the Now Network studios. And yes, we are simply keeping it plain and simple that it's time to step to the next level. It's time to go to a higher elevation. It's time to see God really move the newness in us as he has already done. Oh, somebody clapped on that one. Man up tonight. Yes, now is my time to fight. I am. Come on, somebody out there clap with me tonight. I am taking personal responsibility for my own life. No longer relying on my own abilities, on my own personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord, walking in purpose with God, holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change. Go to the next level and growth. I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. We talk about something new. I am the lender, not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through the Jesus Christ who saved me. Oh, hallelujah. I have manned up. And we pray that something that we have said, something that we have exemplified has pushed you or provoked you into your purpose of manning up. No, it's not about me telling you what to do or vice versa, you telling me what to do, but it's about us finding through the word of God how he is already set in standard excellence. The head, not the tail. The lender, not the borrower. The called according to a purpose. That doesn't mean against your mate or anything else. That means being called according to a purpose that you're the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower, and called according to his purpose, not our purpose. I have to emphasize that. But this second week of every month here on the Now Network, Man Up the Movement is Mentor Me. Some will say, I have a mentor. Some say, I just know the name Mentor. But do we really know what a mentor is? A mentor is an experienced and trusted advisor. Someone is not a friend, but a mentor. Someone that leads by experience. Someone who is trusted to advise, to a train, to guide, to lead, and to give advice. And we said that in the beginning. But it's not your friend, it's not your buddy, it's someone you respect as experienced. This second week of every month, yes, we're talking about mentoring me. Now, I didn't say I want to mentor you. Ooh, glory. I said from the beginning, mentor me. So this movement on the second week of every month is, what could you say to mentor Pastor E tonight? So I could say, what can mentor you tonight? Let's sow into each other every second Tuesday of every month. That mentor me means I'm opening myself up, that I can receive. But in any relationship, as you sow, so shall you reap. So as I open up to receive, that's the same thing that you're saying, mentor me. Ooh, it's a barter and trade relationship. On the second week of every month here on Man Up the Movement, that mentor me means I'm opening myself up to you, but you're opening yourself up to me. Now, not just anybody. Come on, say it with me. Swish. Not just anyone, because a mentor is experienced. A mentor is also trusted. Now, you could say, well, do you trust him? Can you verify his experience? No. It goes by his, not experience we see on the world side, but the exemplification of the Jesus that lives and dwells in that mentor. You're not experienced on worldly things. A true mentor in the body is someone who experienced in the word of life. Then it says, and. See, that word and is an addition. So you must be experienced first. Swish, get that out the way. Mentor me. I need someone experienced. But when you can confirm experience, you know there's trust. We even talk about that on Fridays, about the 52 ways or the 52 weeks of love, that the 7 ways, and there's 52 million ways that God loves us, but how we identify how he loved us first so we can love him back, so we can be trusted in love. See, your experience and a mentor is someone who has experience that has trust from God. Because before I could ever receive from someone, I have to receive from God as well as you. So mentor me means I'm looking for some experience, someone with some experience. Not just a testimony, but experience that says, look at my walk, look at my example of how I have stood on the word of God, because now I'm trusted. Not by man, no, but trusted in the sight, in the presence of God, a mentor. So when I say mentor me, we're looking for experience. And when you find experience, you find trust. Oh, yeah, we're walking out there and we're following all these other things. And that's why we're here on Man Up, because we didn't get it right. And before you could ever experience anything, man, woman, or child, you must know what it is. And then you must have a understanding about it. But not only understanding, you must gain some knowledge about it, that now you can move by the word of God. I am looking for experience. And experience produces trust, not by me, but by God. Oh, mentor me. Come on. Somebody go mentor me tonight that I can be different than I used to be. That I'm not the same that I used to be. See, mentoring is really boiled down to being a role model. Not that it's my light shines, but somebody else's light that shines. Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father who is where? In heaven. Not here on earth. Not what people say. But in the same way, Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. See, even when you shine, you're not shining for you. Even when you mentor, you're not mentoring for you. Even when you become a role model, you're not role modeling for you. You're role modeling because the light that shines in you, that you shine it before others, not one. Yeah, you know, you hear me say this all the time, my brothers, is that what God has done for me is only an experience that I can give someone else the opportunity to the same experience. See, it's not God that given me the experience that I give you the experience. He's given me experience for myself that I can say, tap on this, seek on this, knock on this, and you'll experience the same thing. Because your light must shine, because that's your light, just as well as my light must shine. Oh, not in my own house, but before others. So that not my, they can say, ooh, that boy is shining. No, that they can see that the good works work through you because of God. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Oh, wait a minute. You mean I can't just stop at one level? When I'm trying to be a mentor? Oh, yeah, I'm saying mentor me tonight. But I want to set the foundation before you attempt, or before I attempt. We must be in agreement that the foundation is set. So when we mentor each other, we are about our Father's business. But set the believers an example in speech, conduct, love, faith, purity. Oh, you mean I'm ready to be a mentor? And knowing that I must separate myself not only from what I say, but what I do. To be a role model. Second Tuesday, every month, Man Up the Movement, mentor me. Thou one, mentor me. But you know, there's a standard set. First of all, we do what we do so the Father can be glorified who is in heaven. We do what we do not to despise nothing, but that the believers, we set an example in all areas, speech, conduct, love, faith, purity. Ephesians 5, I'll break it down real smooth, because you know there's an alternative to everything. For good, there's bad, and for bad, there's good. But 5:3-7 says, but sexual immorality and all impurity or covetous must not be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place. See, we have to know, men, everything must be done decent and in order so we can teach the same spirit of decent and in order. I was sharing with a friend the other day. We got into this little happened, and you know, I have my opinion. Everybody has their own opinion. Some opinions don't match. We agree to disagree sometimes, but you know, sometimes the spirit of others can hitchhike on you. You start acting like other folks. And you don't notice it until you get in the presence of God that you were being immoral. You were being immoral. You were being impure. And it was because of your own, inability to resist so it could flee. But let. And you know, that word is so dynamic, my brothers, is because for you to let, you got to open up. For you to let, you have to let it in. But let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor cruel joking, which are out of place. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this. See, it ain't no question that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, covetous means adulterer, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. Mentor me, because you're setting a standard, knowing not to provoke you, not my child or anything else, but bring everyone up into this discipleship and the instruction, not of Pastor E, but of the Lord. Ephesians 6 and 4. Because we're looking to be blessed, my brothers. So when you do say mentor me, I just pour blessings into you. Oh, no, not my will, but I pour blessings into you. Not my design, I pour blessings into you. Psalms 1, 1 and 3, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the ways of sinners, nor sits in the seats of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates when? Day and night. Oh, no, 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 no. It's not time to quit. Day and night. Oh, you don't get a break. Day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of the water that yields its fruit in its season. Oh, y'all know. I guarantee you, and I'm not even looking at the board right now, but I guarantee you there's 50 people that can tell you when my season is right now. Glory. My season for grace, my season for favor is now. Oh, yes, I'm going through seasons of change. Yes, I'm going through seasons of obstacles. And I have a season of now that I am blessed, that I am healed, redeemed, delivered, and pure. Because I'm blessed not to walk in the negative, but to walk in the positive. He says, but his delight is the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of the water that yields its fruit in its season. When's your season? Oh, right now I got some fruit. Right now I got some fruit. Right now I got some fruit. Because I know my season is never dead. Oh, yeah, the trees change. The seasons on the outside change, but my season is full of grace and favor. Because I know finally doesn't mean it's over. Finally means I finally got it. I received it. I got a revelation. Finally, my brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things. Philippians 4 and 8. Mentor me. Are you mentoring me on the things that are true? Mentor me. Come on. I'm an open vessel on the things that are honorable. Oh, no. I need a mentor on the things that are just. Oh, glory. Oh, I need a mentor. Mentor me. Pure. Mentor me. Lovely. Mentor me. Commendable. Mentor me, excellence. Mentor me anything of worthiness to God that we give praise. Because when I mentor you, you mentor me. And guess what? Now we're mentoring each other, not on our own agendas or wills or plans, but on the plans of God. Can you mentor me tonight? This is your opportunity. Man up. Come on, get in the discussion. Talk to us. Say, hey, what a revelation I have. I want to dial one. I need to get in on this one because I'm no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Christ Jesus. That's real talk. Here on Man Up the Movement. So, mentor me. Let me hear the revelation of the Holy Spirit that worketh through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, family, look, as we were saying in this point of the second week of every month, Mentor Me means is that that's what the format is about, is that we or you invite someone that needs mentoring. And it doesn't have to be on a live broadcast, but it means an invitation that they can hear the word, that they can hear the invitation and hear the genuality of what our hearts and what we're really saying to come as you are. You don't need any material thing to say, I'm here. All you have to do is just say, help. All you have to do is say, I want to connect with you. All you have to say is, I've never heard anybody say they're willing to listen. We need each other, brothers. I don't care where you are. I don't care where you're positioned in the physical or the geographical realm you may be. We are spiritual, and we worship him in spirit and truth, but we have to connect also in those same areas, because you know the spirit by the spirit. Let's work harder. Let's do better. I will do better now. And mentor me that I can mentor you. And then we're mentoring each other, not according to our own will, but the will of God. Minister Rodriguez, good evening, my man. Man up.
Praise Jesus.
Preach Jesus.
Jesus, Lord. Yes, sir. Hey, so I'm sitting on here on the other line, and I can tell you in confirmation to the word mentor me, I didn't even know that was going to be the word for today. I had a brother come in, and I think I've said it before. I sell carpet for a living, and I had a brother come in today, and he actually was mentoring me today on mentoring. He said, man, God told me that that's what you were doing. He said, God was using you. To take you back, a couple of weeks ago after Minister Sarayan had finished a particular topic, we had a phone conversation, and it was about a brother who was in my life at this time. You know, and he was just, Minister Sarayan was prophesying to me about this brother. And I was like, man, he said, it seems to me like you always have these brothers in your life. And he said, do you know why? And I was like, no, sir, why? He said, okay. He said, well, I got to call you back. And he didn't call me back. And, of course, a few days later, I was hanging on the edge of my seat. I was like, why? You know, so I called him a few days later. Like, hey, man, you never did finish that conversation. He said, oh, God didn't answer you on that yet? I was like, no, sir. You know, and he said, well, hey, I need to call you back again. And he let me go. And I was like, man. So here I am still hanging on the edge of my seat. And it's been over a week now until this brother came in today. And he used that same word that you're using. And I was just listening to you, mentor, 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 mentor. Mm. I was like, are you serious, God? And so I say that to say you're so right on point right now, you know, that at this day and age, right before, I was actually late even calling on the line because my dad called me and said, man, I thank Jesus for you, man. You know, the words that you gave me, man, it just mentored me. I said, are you serious? Anyway,
come on.
Yes,
he is serious.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I was actually late calling online because I was listening to what my dad had to share, what transpired. But I've been trying my hardest to keep my mouth shut about this, but I can't. I want to share this with all my brothers and sisters on the line.
Well, we need to hear it. And that's so true.
Yes, sir.
Because we have to confirm each other. Oh, it'd be boiling all up in our spirit, and we don't say nothing. And then the person walks away like, nobody confirmed with me. It's just one confirmation, and I don't need it. Now, I'm not talking about me. I'm up in there. I know I'm with my father right now. But there's some people out there that just need someone to say, wow, we got the same revelation. Just like you said, you didn't know that's where we were going tonight, but it said, mentor me, not telling me, hey, I'm a mentor, call me for an appointment. No, mentor me. But here's my standards for mentoring. And here's what it takes to mentor, but I'm willing. Mentor me. Just like you, you know, you mentor me, I mentor you.
I wanna.
And we keep preaching Jesus. Hello? Go ahead, bro, brother.
I'm sorry.
I went blank.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. I want to share this word with the listeners and with myself as well as, you know, you, Pastor Ian.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lord said at this time, we know that the Lord's return is soon. And with that being said, before Jesus walked into his ministry, there was a man who was alone in the wilderness. And we know his name was John the Baptist. And John the Baptist had a message that was for the world, for those that had an ear to hear it. And that same message is going across the land even now. And I want to share this message with my brothers and sisters. It says, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Prepare ye the way for the Lord. And I just want to leave it at that. I love you all, and I thank Jesus for you.
And my brother, we thank you, man, for continuing. Because that is the word, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But also, we want to share with you that the wages of sin is death. And before you can ever even be considered for heaven, you have to be free of sin. I want to inspire you and encourage you today that you can be sinless, that you can be right standing with God on earth right now. You don't have to wait. All I'm saying is mentor me so I can mentor you, that we both can make it. Oh, Jesus. Mentor someone else, that they mentor someone else, that we all can make it. Come on, I need another mentor in the house that's going to mentor the next crowd, that mentors the next crowd. Come on, we talking about, I'll say mentor me in such a revelation that it really goes forward to mentoring others. And let's grow, let's expound, let's explode by the power of the Holy Spirit. Area code 270, last four, 9199. You're live on Man Up the Moment.
All right, before this started, I opened my Bible, and I opened it to Luke chapter 12, and I just want to share this with you guys because we're all on one accord, and none of us have talked about anything yet, but it says Luke chapter 12, 35, be dressed for service and well prepared, as though you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. Then you will be ready to open the door and let him in the moment he arrives and knocks. There will be special favor for those who are ready and waiting for his return. I tell you, he himself will seat them. Put on an apron and serve them as they sit and eat. He may come in the middle of the night or just before dawn, but whenever he comes, there will be special favor for his servants who are ready. Know this, a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar would come in, would not permit the house to be broken into. You must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected.
And you must be ready now.
All the time.
Right now. I think he says be ready in and out of season. Oh, it don't look like it's raining, but you better be ready for the weather. Glory be to God. God bless you, my brother. Anybody else? Go ahead, dial one before we get ready to close today. I want to bring in one of our sisters, Evangelist Virginia. I see your family all up in here tonight, so I'm definitely going to bring you first on. Good evening, woman of God. This is Man Up the Movement, but it's also favor sharing time. I got favor still on my life. I want to share some favor tonight. How are you doing, woman of God? Yeah, I will put some folks under the bus sometimes, and they know it's not their evenings. This is Man Up, but I just like to say hello. God bless you all. Oh, Evangelist Virginia, good evening, woman of God. Dial one, and it should bring you back out of the queue. Preach Jesus. We hear you in the spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, family. This is Man Up the Movement, and this broadcast the word went forth. I know I was blessed, and I'm still saying, mentor me, and I'm available to mentor you as well. We thank you tonight for joining us for Man Up the Movement. We're going to say that God has moved tonight like never before, and I know I'm not the same. I am changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of my mind. If you need prayer tonight, there may be a caller on tonight that doesn't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. Well, we have a green private room that we could take you in and give you a starter kit. But we also could talk to you live right now. Dial one. We'll bring you in right now and get you set up that you're just like us. He's no respecter of person, and neither are we. But the same tree of life that was available to me is available to you right now. All you have to do is believe. Amen. Well, God bless you, family. We know that the prayers that have not been spoken verbally, that they have already been put on the altar. And we are in total agreement that your faith has healed you. My faith has healed me. But our belief has made us stand on the promises of God. You are nothing else but love. Honored and appreciated in Jesus' name. And I just love to sing hallelujah. You know, hallelujah is the highest praise as we go out tonight. Worship with us tonight.
The song is very simple, and it says, Now that
I'm here
with you.
My heart,
I gladly lay before you my wounds, my tears, my pain. With confidence, O Lord,
I lay
down at your feet,
and I
felt like the best that I had to give has fallen short so often. Come on, let it ring.
think about that.